part two, because fuck it. Why the fuck not? Yeah. This might be shit. Part two of episode six. So if you're listening, you're a fucking real one. Mm-hmm. We're just deep diving into getting to know Karina a little bit more. Yeah. And the last thing that we talked about is how we are both only kids and kind of, yeah. kind of-ish. But grew up relatively having that only child experience. Yeah. And so, yeah, she's traveled to a lot of fucking places, which is pretty cool.
I've been to more countries than I have been to states.
Ooh.
Yeah. Period. I think I've been to 11 states and 13 countries.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think I've, as far as countries, I've only been to Canada, Mexico.
Philippines.
No,
that's not bad, though. Like, some people just never leave the country.
I have some clients that haven't even been to Canada.
Yeah.
So,
I know people that don't have passports. Like, you know.
What's your take on being an only child?
It's kind of boring. Like, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I get envious of, like my friends that have, like, older siblings specifically. Like, I have two older sisters or half-sisters. Like, you know, like, they're my sisters, but I didn't grow up around them. So I get kind of jealous, like, when I see people that have, like, older sisters and, like, they get to go to them for advice. I'm walking through this life confused and, like, not knowing what to do, you know? Like, so I do, like, I do
wish I had people growing up with me. And then it's hard because, like, you see people with siblings and you're like, oh, yeah, I have siblings too.
You can go out with your siblings. Like, you can hang out with them. Like, you can, like, now that you're older, like, once you're past, like, 21, you can go to the club with your siblings. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do that. Like, my siblings, like,
or, like, I just used to be so jealous of the fact that, like, you always have a friend there when you need it.
Like, period. And it's, like, a kind of an unconditional type of friend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not kind of. Like, that's your family. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I wish. I wish.
What is your biggest pet peeve? Are you a chewer person? Are you a sound? Yeah.
It's when people touch my stuff. Specifically, when I'm driving and people touch my volume, because you could just ask me to turn it down and I will do it.
Yeah.
But why are you touching my dashboard? Like, that pisses me off.
I'm crying. I don't think I've ever done that to
you. No, you haven't. You haven't. And okay, I feel like that's why we...
She's like, that's why she's allowed in my car.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I hate when people touch, like, stuff, like, in my car. Specifically on, like, the CarPlay screen or, like, the volume button, because I'm like, just tell me to turn it down and I'll turn it down. Like, why do you feel so confident in touching my stuff? Because I wouldn't touch your stuff. But yeah, that's, like, my pet peeve.
I don't think that was off the dome. I don't think I have any crazy pet peeves. I mean, the chewing doesn't really bother me. I think a pet peeve for me is, like, I'm a relatively good multitasker, except when it comes to me being on my phone.
Yeah.
If I'm on my phone and I'm doing something or I'm reading something or whatever, like, yes, talk to me and try to grab my attention, but, like, don't try to completely bring my attention away from what I'm doing already.
Yeah.
Because then I'll get annoyed. What is your favorite color and what do you think, what does it say, what does that say about you?
I love, like, lavender and periwinkle, like, those colors, and I think it says that, not, I don't know if it says this, but to me, I just associate those with, like, peace and calm and, like, relaxation. So I feel like that's why I really like them, and I feel like maybe that translates into people thinking I'm chill. I don't know, maybe. I don't really know how to get into that, but yeah, I love a good light periwinkle.
Okay.
Light, you know, like a lavender.
Periwinkle's a vibe. I love pastels. Yeah, purples are it.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, what do you think it says about you? Do you think, I don't know, as a somebody who likes lavender and periwinkle, it gives calm vibes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it, physically, I'm chilling. So, like, maybe that's where that comes from. And, like, I just desire peace in my mind. Yeah. So, like, yeah. That's why I really like them. They're just really nice, calm color. So, I think that's maybe what it says.
Yeah.
I'm just a calm person.
I feel like it's kind of a testament to, like, your particularity. Because that's a very particular color. Some people would just be, like, purple. Mm-mm. You know?
No. Because that can mean too many things. And that's just, that doesn't do it for me. Like,
it doesn't do it for her. Okay. And then, hopping into these last couple questions. Okay. What are three movies you would recommend to my audience and why?
Oh, I'm insane. I mean, well, they've probably seen this already, but like Midsommar. I love psychological thrillers. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, psychological movies. Midsommar. What is another? Oh, I don't. Well, this is from my childhood, like growing up. Princess and the Frog. Really good movie. I love that movie. The music. Yes. Hits. Bangers. Yeah. And then a third one. I feel like there was actually, I used to watch this a lot, like kind of like middle school and like early high school. I think it's called Kids. Mm-hmm. It's like 1995, like an indie film, and it's just about badass kids, and they're like preteens in New York, and it just gets into a lot of like heavy topics that like people, you know, don't want to accept that kids go through. Like, mm-hmm. One of the people gets like an STD, like as somebody that's younger than 18, I don't really know. I don't remember how old they were, and like, you know, drug and usage.
Honestly, like at that age, like it'd be very like ignorant to say that that stuff doesn't go on.
Yeah,
it definitely does. Like, just because, like, I, you know, I haven't experienced it.
Yeah,
like growing up, thankfully, I guess for my own personal experience, I didn't do any sort of drugs or anything when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Or deal with like STDs and shit, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's a very real experience, and I think
especially like inner city kids in like more impoverished areas, like shit that you don't talk about. Like, I don't know, it was just a good movie like to watch, and like just, you know,
puts a good perspective out there, and I feel like it's important to talk about that stuff happening, even if it doesn't happen to you,
mm-hmm.
because it's real regardless.
Yeah.
Like, it's real, period.
Yeah. So those are my three movies.
Period. Okay, and then lastly, what is a mantra you follow?
A mantra, like something I say to myself.
Yeah, or like a saying that you go by.
It's fine. it's fine. Like, you know, it's
everything.
Fine.
It's fine. Wrong order, it's fine.
It's fine. Like, it can be fixed. Like, you know, like nothing is undoable.
I like that, though. It's still very, like, optimistic.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, where do we go from here? Like, how do we move forward from here now?
So. I think a mantra I live by at the moment is, if a question that pops up in your head starts with, what if, it is an intrusive thought.
That's a good one.
And it's not your actual own views and thoughts. It's fear-driven.
I'm going to write that in my journal, like, actually, because that is my biggest problem.
I think as, you know, as the people that we are, I do think we have a lot of what if. I'm definitely a worst case scenario type of person. I will play that shit in my head just to see how it'll pan out, just to scare myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Just to scare myself. And just to, I mask it as like preparing myself for the worst, when it really is just unhealthy thinking. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. I really like that.
Period.
And that was a good note.
Since it is the About It podcast, we can't end it without asking Miss Karina, what are you about?
I'm about vibing through this life, and I'm gonna get to where I need to go no matter what. That is what I'm about, and I am just here to experience life and
all I can attest that she's about it. Yes. Yeah.
Period.
Oh, well, maybe I should insert this portion in front of it,
because
we didn't talk about it. Oh. But how do we deal with haters and like fake love? How do you personally deal with, like, not just, I don't know, I wouldn't say like haters, but like people who just piss you off, or like you just can't seem to find a common ground with?
I'm just like, okay, well, that
She refers back to it as her mantra. It's fine.
No, like, literally, I don't really have anything to say to you then. Like, even in work settings, like, where I just don't generally get along with people, I'm just like,
distance yourself.
Yeah, I'll only need to speak to you if I need to. Like, you know, I, distance myself. I don't really, I don't need that around me. I am my biggest hater. I don't need another one around me. Okay. Yeah. That's how I deal with that.
And then how do you like to cleanse yourself of negativity? So like maybe showers could be a good one.
Showers. Okay, guys, don't think of me being crazy, but sometimes I need to get really drunk and like feel what I'm feeling, because like sometimes I'll like suppress what I'm feeling. I'll get a good cry out and then I'm good. And I'm good. I feel better. Like that's how I cleansed that. Crying that's how I purged it out. Yeah.
And then lastly, I just want to touch on some little tips that you guys can take as far as tips for cleansing yourself. If you have heard of smudging, it originated from Native American culture. Burning sage is a form of smudging, which sage has cleansing properties. If you buy sage, please don't buy them from white ladies. Buy it from Native Americans. There's Native American people that
plenty pull of up businesses. To,
you know, plenty other businesses that support Native American traditions like smudging that you can purchase from that are great. Also
be respectful.
Yes, just be respectful. I used to make baybayin smudging leaves. Baybayin is like the guava leaf of like the Philippines, and I didn't know this, but Filipinos used to burn guava leaves as a form of saging their home and space as well. So period. I love Palo Santo. Palo Santo is known as holy wood. I think it smells really, really good. So you would use Palo Santo after your smudging, because smudging is supposed to be for like cleansing, and then you use the Palo Santo because it's known as like the holy wood. You burn it for purification, to also purify your space and have it be set at a higher vibration. Burning incense is awesome. Even lighting candles. I love candles. I love me some fucking candles.
Yeah.
You just bought me the best candle, and I've been burning it every day. And I see, it's a Virgo Venus. I'm a little OCD. I will burn it and wait purposefully until all of the melted wax has reached the edge, so that I know when I blow it out, it's like flat again. Because the one thing that pisses me off is them concave
I don't like that.
Fucking candles. Like, don't even burn it. If you can't burn it for more than 20 minutes, don't even light it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think sometimes, egg cleanses.
Yeah. She had a crazy egg cleanse.
Oh my gosh. I had
crazy one.
The craziest egg cleanse. I've done multiple egg cleanses before in my life. If you don't know what an egg cleanse is, I believe it is derived from Latinx culture.
I know Filipinos do that too.
Oh, okay, so, period. Yeah. Filipinos be doing it too then. But basically you just take a regular egg from the fridge or from wherever you store them, and leave it out to be room temperature. And then when you're ready, you set your intention to remove negative energy from yourself. You rub it on your body, everywhere from your head to your arms, to your legs, to your soles of your feet are very important. And then you crack it into a glass of water. And it's important that you don't look directly down into the glass. Yeah. Because essentially when you crack the egg open, the negative energy goes into that egg that has cracked and is in that water. So if you look directly over it, you're basically giving yourself that shit back by looking directly into it. So look at it from the side of the glass. That's why it's important to have it be in a glass so that you can see through. And then in order to return that negative energy back to center, you just want to throw all of that spicy shit in there. Black pepper, paprika, cayenne, hot sauce, whatever the fuck you can, and then dump that bitch. But my most recent egg cleanse, I've never had a really bad egg cleanse except for this last one.
It came out black.
It came out, okay, so, yeah, my egg came out black, quite frankly. There was a really large black spot on the yolk of the egg, and I've never seen that before. And I've had other egg cleanses where you do have the bubbles and the pins and needles, but that, I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, damn, somebody really was preying on a bitch's downfall. Yeah,
no.
And let's just say that this occurred right after a situation that happened where a bitch thought that she could try me. The next day I did not feel well. Like, I just felt really weighed down. I felt like something was just off for me personally. And sometimes when I'm having a lot of negative self thoughts, I feel the need to do an egg cleanse, or like I realize that I need to do an egg cleanse because sometimes those thoughts are not mine. Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like the negative energy that people are wishing upon you. Like, that's what the evil eye is. Mm-hmm. It's like people who have envy towards you or jealousy or whatever towards you and have ill intentions towards you, when they wish that upon you, that's kind of how it works, is you manifest their wishes by, you know,
internalizing
it, mm-hmm. and reaffirming it to yourself, mm-hmm. and having those negative feelings about yourself.
Yeah.
And you are just like, you know, that walking negative cloud for a minute until you realize it, that mm-hmm. it's not you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my egg turned out fucking black, and that was the craziest thing ever. When mm-hmm. I cracked it, I literally freaked the fuck out. I yeah. immediately called Karina because I was like, bro, yeah. I've never seen this in my life.
No, that it looked insane.
Like looking at it from the glass, I literally took a few steps back and looked at it while it was in the glass, mm-hmm. sitting on my counter, and I gagged. Yeah. Like, I gagged, like, looking at it. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, like, whatever's in there is, like,
rancid.
Literally. Like, whoever's energy is that.
And it wasn't a rotten egg. It wasn't a rotten egg.
No, either. It was not a rotten egg. Okay. I feel like, bouncing off of that, I do think it's important if you are a crystal gal to cleanse and recharge your crystals yeah. occasionally, because when you set intentions with your crystals to help you and protect you from things, as time goes on in your regular everyday life, we have encounters with people who wish bad upon you and stuff like that, and sometimes the energy for those crystals, like, are harboring all of that negative energy that people are, you know, it's like protecting you from it, and sometimes you need to cleanse it so that they can, you know, be revived and start new for you again. So cleanse your fucking crystals with some fucking pink salt and charge them with selenite or under the full moon, mm-hmm. and you'll be Gucci.
Yeah.
And yeah, period. I think that's about it. Ooh. Let the people know where they can find you, Miss Karina.
I don't want you guys on my Twitter, but my Instagram is SELCO333, SELCO333 on Instagram. It means the same thing on Twitter. I guess you can follow me on there, I guess, because that's where most of my thoughts are, but I don't...
The unhinged ones.
Yeah. those are the only two things I'm going to give you, because that's all I have.
That's all she's giving y'all for now. Yeah. But thank you so much for being my very first guest, period. We did this shit.
Thank you for having me. I was coughing. But, this was
fun. We're going to do this again.
No, yeah, we should.
With some different topics.
We should.
I'm so
You guys
glad.
Should give us topics or something. You should do a poll.
Yes, I'll do another poll and see what y'all want me to ask Miss Karina on another episode.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to the 6th episode of the About It podcast.
Yeah.
We really fucking did this shit, and we're gonna hit our fucking singing bowls.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, please rate this podcast 5 stars wherever the fuck you're listening to this, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would greatly fucking appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, my main is at Isabella C. Tier. My business Instagram is at atelier.bbi on Instagram, and my podcast Instagram, where I will be having all the polls and shit, is at about_it_podcast on Instagram. Yeah. And we out.